Hello and welcome to Spotlight on Asia on Radio France International. I'm Roslyn Hyams.
And welcome to Jean-Joseph Boileau, specialist on India, China and emerging economies.
I've started to work on India in early 80s, and then I thought that it was very useful to get some good comparison, and China at that time was starting to grow very fast, and it is a giant as well as India, so it was very useful to compare India and China. And for the last 10 years I discovered that Africa is the third giant rising today, and they are very similar question on how to develop, what kind of model following, etc., not only in a pure economic term, but also in political economic terms.
You have just published a book that's called, in French, it's L'Inde ancienne au chevet de nos politiques. In English, Ancient India on the Bedside Table of Our Politicians. What drew you to translate and adapt and extract the parts of this very ancient text, more than 2,000 years old?
It's a bestseller in India today because, exactly like in China or in Africa, these emerging countries try to get back to their tradition, to their culture. And this is what the Europeans have not understood. The model we are following in Europe is very unique, very particular. It depends on the culture, let's say Christianity, largely, and similar to US. But in other part of the world, where the culture is designed, let's say in China, this is like Confucius or Sun Tzu, they are following that model. And that's amazing to see also in India, how they have rediscovered their own tradition. And Arthashastra is actually so useful to understand the way India is developing today, and particularly Narendra Modi. Because till Narendra Modi, most of the rulers in India, post-independent India, were following the Oxford and Cambridge model. Nehru or Indira Gandhi were fond of the European text on democracy. And the way Nehru understood democracy was the British democracy to a large extent.
But here we're talking about the Emperor Ashoka. Narendra Modi is a democratically elected prime minister. He's not the president. He's not the omnipotent ruler that Ashoka was.
It's not because you are elected that the regime is a pure democracy in a true sense. You have a similar kind of ruler in the world today, which is called monarchy. The monarch is not an autocratic ruler necessarily, but it's the one who holds all the power. Now, if you look at Narendra Modi's culture and the way he behaves, it's very similar to that kind of monarch designed by Arthashastra.
The monarchs that we have today, for example, the monarchy in the UK, is very different from the Emperor Ashoka or even the Empress Victoria.
No. Mr. Macron is a monarch. The French system is very monarchic. Now, if you read carefully the Arthashastra, at that time it was a king, but it applied also to a democratic system. Because the obsession by Kautilya, the Brahmin who wrote the text, is how to keep the power, not by force, but I have to please the people so that the people will not revolt against me. So it's not democracy, but by and large, it's also kind of a democracy, because if the king is not efficient, just, he will be thrown out.
If he's not just.
Exactly. So it was not election, but there was alternative and a competitive political regime. So it can apply to democratic system.
In the Arthashastra, there's 15 books in total and you are looking at 8 of them.
Only 8, because you have two parts in that treaty. The one dealing with the domestic political matters and the other one on diplomacy and war. So it was already translated in French. And my point was also to address the issue of the crisis of governance in most of industrialized countries, in the US, but also in most of European countries, there is a disaffection from the rulers, isn't it? This is what I call the governance crisis. So I decided to focus on that and to extract from the treaty what I consider universal values and system of organization. So this treaty gives some, I think, universal advice for a political system, even in modern time, to be efficient.
You're listening to Spotlight on Asia on RFI with me, Roslyn Hyams.
Well, Ashoka did a pretty good job. He's remembered for having been a great emperor and a good emperor, a good ruler.
Yeah, but why the Maurya Empire disappeared? Because the Maurya Empire lasts, let's say, 300 years, but it disappears. So for two reasons. First, because Ashoka, the last empire of the Maurya, made too much war. War cannot be a solution for the planet. And number two, it disappeared for economic reason. The Maurya Empire followed a bad economics principle. Because being too much autocratic, that state was not a liberal state. In the Arthashastra, the very strong point about the state is that the state has to be liberal, entrepreneur, a welfare state, and a regulatory state. In the Maurya Empire, it was not liberal enough. So if you are not liberal enough, you don't get the innovation from the bottom of the society.
There was no renewal in the economy.
And it's very interesting to see that India never was innovative enough. If the Arthashastra was applied, India could have implemented, let's say, the Industrial Revolution. China was much more efficient. The system of the economy, let's say, was more efficient in China than in India. And the fact that India, for the last 2,000 years, never get the Industrial Revolution starting. India is not an innovative society to a large extent. The Indians are innovative. The Indian system is not innovative at all. And we will see with Narendra Modi, because my perception is it's too autocratic to leave the Indian society to be innovative. My last trip in India, I spent a few weeks in Bihar, but also in Kerala and in Bombay. I was surprised. In India today, a lot of people are scared by Modi. Not Modi himself, but the RSS, you know, the Hindutva.
The machinery around
Escadre. Him. And if India turned that way, the innovation will not continue. And India needs innovation to get out of the poverty trap. That's very interesting because Arthashastra is, for us in Europe, very useful to read again, but also in India, it has to be a discussion on what is good in the Arthashastra, what is not so good.
Nobody's going to apply it absolutely word for word, not even Emmanuel Macron, who received a copy of the Arthashastra from Narendra Modi in his recent visit to France.
I was very pleased to know that the Indian ambassador, Mohan Kumar, advised Narendra Modi to offer the copy of the Arthashastra. Emmanuel Macron is well known for studying Machiavelli. When he was a student. And sometimes Kautilya is named the Indian Machiavelli.
On that note, Jean-Joseph Boileau, your book Ancient India on the Bedside Table of Our Politicians. So it's published in French by the Édition du Félin, Question d'Époque. And so early 2018, we'll have a copy of it in English as well, in India, for
starters.
Thank
you very much.
Well, that's all we have time for this week. My thanks to Jean-Joseph Boileau, and thank you for joining us. From me, Roslyn Hyams, until next time, goodbye.